On Sunday, we used to go to what was then called the South London Tabernacle, which was a big Victorian Baptist church. And I think most of the family members went there. And it was a time of very big Sunday schools. The church was in the big main road out of which our turning went, and on the opposite side of the road, a little way down, there was a big, again, Victorian school. Well, I don't know, it was a Victorian school. My father, in fact, went to it when it was opened in the early 1900s, and we four all went to this school. That again was built on three floors, with infants on the ground floor, girls on the next floor, and boys on the next floor. But the boys had a separate playground from us. They had a separate entrance to the upstairs floor. And then on Sunday, the church used it for a Sunday school for all the children who lived that side of the main road, because there were trams and buses going up and down. And the people who lived on the church side of the main road went to a hall, Welton Hall, I think it was called, in Bushy Hill Road, and where we used to also go on Sunday evenings. And that is the site of that particular church now, because there must have been a lot of demolition over the years in that area, because the old church had gone. And I know all our houses that we then lived in have since gone. But we went to Sunday school there. And we moved just before I was 15. Just only 3 or 4 miles away to a newly built house. And for several weeks, 2 or 3 months, my father used to take us back to Sunday school on Sunday afternoon. By then I was in a Bible class. And I remember asking one Sunday the Bible class teacher, who was the minister's wife, presumably what you'd say now, what it meant to be a Christian. And she gave us a message. And it was based on Philippians 3, verse 13. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Yes. I recall meeting the minister's wife at her home on a few occasions after that from school, talking with her about it, and with the result that soon after, probably March or April 1935, there was a baptismal service for some of those. I think the others were near it, more in their 20s, and they included me with it, and we were baptized in that church. And they chose for me the chorus, "Follow, follow, I will follow Jesus, anywhere, everywhere, I will follow on." Soon after that, we had by then found a church to attend near the new home, which was Sydenham Baptist Church, actually in Forest Hill, but they were adjoining districts. 5 or 10 minutes walk from where we lived, and our membership was transferred from the other church. My parents and myself were taken on as members at this other Baptist church. I remember the minister there visiting us and saying that there was nothing for girls at their church at that time for girls of that age, so suggested that Sunday afternoons, which was traditional then, while my brothers and sister went to Sunday school, they asked me to go into the beginners department and sit with the children there and help. And that was my early start at 15 into Sunday school teaching, which carried on for many years. Another thing I remember that had a big influence in my becoming a believer in Jesus was that while we were back at the First Church, on Sunday evenings, all the children whose parents were in church would attend the Welton Hall for a Sunday evening meeting for children. And every evening we had a visiting speaker from, we sang song, hymns and choruses, and a visiting preacher from the church to give us a message each week. But I remember that meeting always finished with the chorus, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.